The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Pesachet Daf Kafhei. The Gemara earlier on Daf Kaf Dalad on the Beis quotes Rabbi Avohu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that all is certain in the Torah, anything which the Torah forbids to eat or to derive benefit from it, the Torah says it's only forbidden if you eat it in a normal manner or derive benefit from it in a normal fashion. However, if you derive benefit from it in an unusual fashion, then it's not forbidden from the Torah. So for example, if you take the meat of a shor hanisko, which is forbidden to have any benefit from it, and instead of eating it you put it as a cover, as a plaster, as a bandage on a wound, and even if you derive benefit from it, since that's an unusual way of deriving benefit, is shaloi kederech hanoson, it's not in the normal way one derives benefit from this meat, it would not be forbidden from the Torah. The Gemara on Kaf Dalet on the basis there is an exception, Kalai HaKerem, the Torah forbids to derive benefit from anyway, even if you derive benefit in an unusual manner. In our Gemara, on Daf Kaf He Omid Aleph, Abaya says that the same thing applies to Bosa V'Cholof. We know you're not allowed to eat meat and milk which has been cooked together. The Torah says, Lesevashu Gedi B'Chalev Imoi, you may not cook meat and milk together. The Gemara derives from the fact that it's written three times in the Torah that there's three separate Isurim. There's an Issa, a prohibition, to cook the meat and milk together even if you don't eat it. Then there's an Issa to eat milk and meat which have been cooked together even if you didn't cook it. And finally there's an additional prohibition even to derive any benefit from milk and meat which have been cooked together. Says Abaya, since the Torah says Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imoi, and the Issa, the prohibition of benefit, is derived from that and not from any wording of Lo Sochal when it comes to milk and meat, from there we see, says Abaya, that Bosa V'Cholof, milk and meat which have been cooked together, is prohibited to have any benefit from them, even in an unusual manner and even in a fashion which is the not normal way of deriving benefit from it. So this is Abaya in our Gemara, and that is indeed the halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Machoros Asuros, Perek Yud Dalet, says, Halacha Yud, Kol ha'oichlim ha'asurim einu chayv aleim ad she'il chalezon kederech hana'osan. All foods which the Torah forbids one to eat, one is not considered to have transgressed the prohibition until one eats them in a normal manner. Chutz mi bosa v'cholav v'klai ha'kerem, apart from klai ha'kerem and milk and meat. The fish are only by Machila, and also he is Achilos and Roshan Acheles, Roshan Bishul, or Roshan Hekdish. Therefore, says the Rambam, even Shalokeder Chano, it is forbidden to derive benefit from milk and meat, which are cooked together. And Hacha Halokh Yudal, the Rambam gives examples. Ketzah, how, for example, how Shehimchas Achelev Gemo'o Keshucham. Person swallowed Chelev, which is, forbidden, he swallowed it when it was boiling hot to the extent that he actually burnt his throat. Or he ate it when it was raw. Someone who eats something which is forbidden from the Torah, either when it's raw and unfit for eating, or when it's boiling hot and unfit for eating, or he mixed it together with something which tastes very bitter, all these are ways of a person eats it in an unusual manner. So even if he may perhaps derive some physical benefit from it, since he derived benefit from it in the unusual manner, he is potter, he has not transgressed the prohibition. However, in Ere Dovamar, the Turkadeish or Bosa V'Cholov, if a person takes milk and meat which have been cooked together and he mixes them together with something which is very bitter and eats them, in that case it will be chayav, because as we said earlier, our Gemara says in the name of Abaya, and that's the halacha. Now, both of the cholov, when they've been cooked together, even if one eats them in an unusual manner and derives benefit from it in an unusual way, such as when one eats it together with something extremely bitter, nonetheless one will be one would have transgressed the prohibition of Bosa V'Cholof. Now, the crazy place from Rav Yonasan Eivchitz, builds on this and comes up with a tremendous chiddush, which is very controversial. In order to understand what he says, let's discuss very briefly the concept of noisim tam. The Torah, Gemara learns from the Torah's description of the prohibition of wine to a nozir, when the Torah calls it mishras anovim, the Gemara learns from that that the tam ke'ikr, it's forbidden when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat certain foods, it's forbidden not only to eat the food itself, but not to eat the taste of the food either. What does that mean? If you cook, for example, a piece of navelas, a meat which is not kosher, and you cook it in a soup, so it gives out the taste. So even if you remove the non-kosher meat afterwards, the soup has the taste of the forbidden food, and therefore it's also possible to eat it. Now, if the amount of taste which comes out into the food is so minuscule that it doesn't affect the taste of the food at all, then it's bottle barov. It is negated in the majority and as if it's not there. However, if you can taste it, then so even though it's only a taste of the forbidden food, the whole soup becomes forbidden. However, if the non-kosher food gives a taste which is not a good taste, on the contrary, it gives a bad taste, it's noisim tam, lifgam, it gives a bad taste of the food, then it doesn't affect the kosher food to make it forbidden. And if you remove the non-kosher food, then the kosher food can be eaten, because although it's absorbed some of the taste of the non-kosher food, it's absorbed it in a detrimental way, and in that case there's no problem with the tam being present. As a result of that, comes out important halachas with regard to pots and pans. If you cook any type of food in a pot, according to halacha, it's assumed that the pot absorbs a certain amount of the taste of the food into the pot. Then, subsequently, if you cook another food in the same pot, then the taste comes out of the pot into the food. So, for example, if you cook a piece of non-kosher meat in a pot, then the pot now becomes non-kosher because it's absorbed part of the taste of the non-kosher meat. And then if subsequently you throw out the non-kosher meat and put in some kosher meat and cook it, the taste from the non-kosher meat will go into the kosher meat which is now being cooked, coming out of the pot and into the meat, and render the meat forbidden. However, if the pot has not been used for over 24 hours, then the halacha considers the taste that has been absorbed by the pot to be noisim tam lifgam. The taste is already not a good taste, it's a detrimental taste, because after a certain amount of time, the food which is absorbed into the walls of the pot becomes, to an extent, decayed. And it's assumed that any taste it will give off to anything which is subsequently cooked into the pot will be detrimental to the new food rather than improving the taste. And therefore any pot, even if it's been used for non-kosher food, if afterwards it's been used for kosher food, but there's been a 24-hour break or more between the time it was last used, then it's noisim tam lifgam, and the food doesn't necessarily become osser. The same thing applies with bosa v'cholov. If you cook meat in a pot, then the pot becomes a meaty pot, even if you remove the meat. If you subsequently cook milk in the pot, then the meat in that's been absorbed in the walls of the pot now comes out into the milk and makes it bosa v'cholov and forbidden to eat. However, if it's after 24 hours, then it's noisim tam lifgam, and although you're not allowed to do this lechatchila, but if you did cook it, then it would be permitted to eat the meat, because any milk which has been absorbed by the pot which comes out into the meat is noisim tam lifgam. Now there's many, many halachas about when we say noisim tam lifgam, or when it's mutter and when it's osser. And then there's an extensive halachas in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Bosa v'Cholov, and in Hilchos Taruvos. We're not going to go into all of that now. But Akroponim, the creative place, he comes up with a very big chiddush. And he says, although it's true that if you cook meat in a milchiker pot which hasn't been used for 24 hours, so any milk taste which comes out of the pot and goes into the meat is noisim tam lifgam, and therefore does not render the meat as bosa v'cholov and forbidden, that's only if you do it like that. However, if someone, for example a goy, would actually cook meat and milk together, which is definitely forbidden, and the pot absorbs a mixture of milk and meat which have been cooked together, then even if that pot is not used for 24 hours, and subsequently you cook something kosher in it, whatever it may be, the boss of the cholov, which has been absorbed into the walls of the pot, now comes out into the kosher food and renders it forbidden. Although it's more than 24 hours since the pot's last been used, and therefore any belias, any absorbed food which comes out of the pot should be losen tam lifgam, should give a detrimental taste to the food in the pot, nonetheless it's forbidden, and uniquely in the case of milk and meat which have been cooked together in this pot. And the reason is because, as we've just learned, bos of a cholov, which have been cooked together, are forbidden not only if you derive benefit from it in a normal way, but even if you derive benefit in an unusual and detrimental fashion. The example the Rambam gave, as we noted earlier, is if you take bos of a cholov, which have been cooked together, and eat it together with something which has a exceptionally bad taste, then a bitter taste, then you are not over the issur of bos of a cholov, because bos of a cholov, you are over the issur of bos of a cholov, even though it's shalokat eichon osan, because uniquely bos of a cholov and klai akerim are forbidden even shalokat eichon osan. If so, says the creative place, the same thing would apply with nosin tam lifgam. Bos of a cholov, which was cooked together and absorbed by a pot, if this pot is used again, even long after 24 hours, would render any food inside the pot forbidden and treif, because the bos of a cholov mixture which comes out, even if it's nosin tam lifgam, still is forbidden, because it's forbidden to derive any benefit from bos of a cholov which has been cooked together, even shaloi kederach hanosam. So this is the crazy place in Yerodeism and Pei Zayin. However, the Chavos Das in Yerodeh at the beginning of Simon Kuf Gimel disagrees with this entirely, and many other posts can follow suit. And he said there's a very big difference between the two cases. In the case of the Rambam's case, which is expounded on from our Gemara, if someone takes meat and milk which have already been cooked together, and one eats them together with something which is extremely bitter, such as one doesn't derive proper benefit from it, then that is still forbidden, because it's bos of a cholov which is eaten shelo kederach hanosam. However, once the bos of a cholov itself becomes completely invalidated, if it becomes so decayed that it's not edible anymore, then there is no issur of bos of a cholov at all. And therefore, even it can't be considered shelo kederach hanosam when you have hanor from it, if you have meat and milk which are cooked together, which essentially is forbidden to eat, and you eat it together with something which is bitter, then that's called a deriving benefit from it, even in an unusual manner, and in the unique case of bos of a cholov, it would still be forbidden. But if the bos of a cholov itself has decayed to the extent that it is no longer edible at all, then any taste which comes off of that is perfectly permitted, and nosin tam lifgam will not be a problem. And to expand on it a little bit more, the Chavos Das explains that there's two separate issues involved. There's one issue of eating something when the Torah forbids it, and the Torah forbids it even shelo kederach hanosam, such as in the case of bos of a cholov. There's another din entirely about food which has completely gone off. And that's learned from the Vela. It's forbidden to eat an animal which hasn't been shechted. The Torah says you should give it to a ger. Now we learn from that the issur of eating a Vela is only something which you could give to a ger and he would eat it. You'd give it to a non-Jew and he would eat it. However, it's something which he wouldn't eat because it's gone off, it's decayed, it's decomposed or decayed in such a way it's gone mouldy, and then there's no issur anymore in eating it, even for a Jewish person. Although it's unlikely anyone would do that, but providing the issur in the Veda doesn't apply anymore. So the Chavos Das, these are two different concepts. If the food has gone off entirely, to it's inedible, then it's no longer considered as bos of a cholov at all, just like the Veda is no longer considered in the Veda. And therefore any taste it gets off, gives off, which is nosin tam lifgam, it's not a problem as far as halacha is concerned. When do we say the bos of a cholov is forbidden even shelo kederach hanosam? If there is bos of a cholov here, milk and meat have been cooked together, and now a person eats that mixture while it's fresh, but he eats it in an unusual manner together with something which is extremely bitter, That kosher oats are kederach ala osel. With all the other Yisroel in the Torah is permitted, or it's not. You're not over any issur d'oraisa. Whereas in the case of basar v'cholav, you are over any issur d'oraisa. But if the basar v'cholav itself becomes decayed or moldy, such that it can no longer be eaten, in that case there's no issur at all, and it's no longer called having hanor from basar v'cholav shelo kederach ala osel. It's called not having hanor from basar v'cholav at all. And that basar v'cholav, which was cooked together in a pot and has been absorbed into the walls of the pot, if it's more than 24 hours that it hasn't been used, this pot, then anything you cook in it afterwards will not become a non-kosher. Unlike what the kosher place says, because anything after 24 hours which has been absorbed in the pot is mosen bar nifgam. Mosen bar nifgam is a ptor in kol haTorah kula, including klal kerah, including basar v'cholav. And this can be proven from the Mufurisha Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Asos, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Lamed. There the Rambam says, Mufurishim, when you're basar v'cholav, or yayin, nesav yayin, or l'kla keren, shenoflu l'dvash, basar v'cholav, a mixture of basar v'cholav which were cooked together, which fell into honey, says the Rambam, if it's nice and tam lifgam, if the taste that it gives to the honey is a bad taste, then you can still eat the honey, and there's no problem. Haripok ma'a kru muta. So it's mafurish in the Rambam that even though the basar v'cholav by itself is mutter, it's always forbidden. If it gives off to other food bad taste, then the other food can still be eaten, even though it's got a bit of a taste of the basar v'cholav, because the basar v'cholav taste that went into this other food didn't improve it, but on the contrary, it was detrimental to the food. So we see the Rambam himself saying that, even though the Rambam says that if you eat basar v'cholav shelo kederach ala osel by eating it together with something bitter, it is osa, it must be that the chinuk, as we said earlier, when the basar v'cholav is be'en, it's still fresh, it's just, it's mixed together with something which is bad, that's called shelo kederach ala osel, and that's osa the basar v'cholav, even though it's mutter with all other Yisroel in the Torah. However, if the basar v'cholav itself is pogum, it's gone off, then there would be no problem in eating it, mikradin, and therefore if it's mosen tam lifgam, there would also be no problem at all. So let's just sum up. Mosen tam lifgam, food which is, either whether something is forbidden, it's been cooked in a pot, if after 24 hours the pot hasn't been used, something else is cooked in it, that food does not become non-kosher because any beliefs in the pot are mosen tam lifgam. Says the Kresi Uplesi, even if you cook milk in a fleshika pot, in a pot which has been used for meat, but hasn't been used for the last 24 hours, in that case, there's no problem on mosen tam lifgam, and it will be permitted to eat it, because at the time you're cooking the basar v'cholav, in this case, at the time you're cooking it, the basar v'cholav are already going off, because the milk which is in the pot is being cooked together with bleus of meat after 24 hours, which are nosen tam lifgam. So when you're cooking together, from the very outset, it's a basar v'cholav which is pogum. So in that case, even the Chavos Da'at agrees there would be no issur of basar v'cholav. So as a Chavos Da'at, but once you do have basar v'cholav which have been cooked together freshly, then even if it goes off afterwards, it would still be forbidden to have any benefit from it, because basar v'cholav is also even shelo kederach ala osel. And therefore, if meat and milk were cooked in a pot, and the pot absorbed the bleus, and it wasn't used for 24 hours, and then you cooked some type of kosher food in that pot, so the Chavos Da'at, it would be forbidden, because the basar v'cholav mixture, which is absorbed into the pot, even though it's now nosen tam lifgam, is still also, because basar v'cholav is also even shelo kederach ala osel. Says the Chavos Da'at and the Prima Godim and many others, know that is not correct. Basar v'cholav, which is also shelo kederach ala osel, is if the food, the basar v'cholav mixture, has been cooked together, and then, while it's still edible, it's eaten together with something which is inedible, such that the whole mixture becomes inedible, that's forbidden, because even though it's shelo kederach ala osel, basar v'cholav is still also in such a fashion. However, if the basar v'cholav mixture which was cooked together has itself become essentially and intrinsically no longer edible, then there is no more issur of basar v'cholav. That's not called basar v'cholav shelo kederach ala osel. That's called not having any benefit from the basar v'cholav at all, because basar v'cholav to all intents and purposes no longer exists. And therefore, a pot which has had milk and meat cooked in it together at the same time, If the pot has subsequently not been used for 24 hours, then even if kosher food is cooked in it afterwards, it's nosen and tam lifgam, and there would be no isser involved of basar cholos shelo kederech hanosen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.